Ascendiste a la gloria, oh Cristo nuestro Dios, y alegras a tus discípulos con la promesa del Espíritu Santo, y los reconfortas con tu bendición, pues tú eres el Hijo de Dios, el Salvador del mundo.
May 30, Luke 24:46-53. And Jesus said to them, "So it is written that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that in his name repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses to this. And now I am sending upon you what the Father has promised. Stay in the city, then, until you are clothed with the power from on high." Then he took them out as far as the outskirts of Bethany, and raising his hands he blessed them. Now, as he blessed them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. They worshipped him and then went back to Jerusalem full of joy. And they were continually in the temple praising God. All began in Jerusalem to bring the gospel to the world when Jesus died and resurrected. This city, which you cannot compare with any other city, and saw what is the hope for all people. All are called to convert to God, that the sins will be forgiven. And when this happened, each day our conversion should go deeper through the works of love, that we will be formed after the image of God. What a wonderful mission of the apostle, those who had seen and testified all the resurrection of Christ to bring the gospel to the world. But the Lord, and today we think of his ascension to heaven, and we celebrate it in joy, did not let them alone to make this enormous work. No, he said that the Holy Spirit will come, who will lead them in all truth. The Holy Spirit is a living memory inside of us to remind us of all what Jesus said and did, and he will lead the apostles, give them light and strength to fulfill the mission of the resurrected Christ, starting in Jerusalem. The Lord for himself goes back in the whole glory and is preparing for his people to come. He cleared the way that we can come home and receive the whole love of our Father. So we should be glad that he can come back, because he did all time the will of the Father when he had been on earth. All happened what the Lord predicted. But they could not go in this moment with him to heaven. It was not the time for them to go home in our eternal home. They had to fulfill a mission like their Lord and Master did. And we can hear that the disciples were full of joy and now started to preach the gospel. And this should be like the sound of submission, joy, because faith gives us safety that all is true what the Lord said, and the Holy Spirit, as already said, is realizing this in us. The joy of the apostles, it's coming out that they see what the Lord did, and they see it better and better, and to live according to his will. And from this joy comes that we praise the Lord. and you cannot do it enough. Never. Also because the Holy Spirit will open our eyes to see all things better in His light. In our life, we cannot see God in His whole light. It's more like a dark mirror, like St. Paul said. But the light of faith is strong enough to recognize that the love of God is working anytime. The joy in God is our strength. If we hold in Him, are faithful, and live very in tune with Him, that He can live in our hearts, it will be a great joy inside of us. And this might take away some kind of sadness which is not good. Because how people can be convinced if we give them the gospel and we are sad at the same time? Real joy is a sign of those people who are really redeemed. Of course, this joy is not artificial. We cannot do it just by will. Or it's also not an enthusiasm which is going away very fast. The joy of the disciples is going much deeper. It is a fruit of the Spirit, a fruit coming out of the intimate relationship with our Lord. But this joy is previewed for everybody of us. And we can ask God to take all away what is hindering, that this joy will be our sound of life. And this is especially one of the things the Holy Spirit will do. Because the joy is in an inner relationship, of course, with love. If the Lord starts to purify us from a love which is not really in the heart of God, we have too much love to this world or to other people, then our heart starts to get free, starts to get liberated, and we can receive Himself. And we'll see more and more the beauty and glory of God with the eyes of faith. In this way, our faith will grow. If we then realize that we have the most beautiful work in this world to do, if you bring the gospel to the people, then our heart will be very thankful and full of joy. And we will notice that it's a great honor that we can give a testimony of the gospel, a testimony of the living God. What an immense joy!
Ascendiste a la gloria. Cristo nuestro Dios, y alegras a tus discípulos con la promesa del Espíritu Santo, y los reconfortas con tu bendición, pues tú eres el Hijo de Dios, el Salvador del mundo. Ascendiste a la gloria, oh Cristo nuestro Dios, y alegras a tus discípulos con la promesa del Espíritu Santo, y los reconfortas con tu bendición, pues tú eres el Hijo de Dios. Yes, sir.